for the call. Thank you very much for coming. We're going to hear a shir from the Yeshiva of Yeshiva University. Rabbi Shachter.
On Shabbos, there are 39 malachas, and one malach is hoitzah, that you're not allowed to carry. Tosfos has an expression on the first Mishnah, Masechta Shabbos, from the 39 malachas, hoitzah is the malacha grua, that's the weakest of all the malachas. And the Rishonim have different versions in of all places on Masechta Avodah Zarah. There's a discussion, the Rashba and the Ran discuss, why is hoitzah considered a malacha grua? What sense is it a malacha grua? So we usually assume that pshat is that by all the other malachas, you accomplish some change in the world. Unlike our observance of Shabbos is to testify that we believe in God and we believe in the creation of the world. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it was all creative activity. But Shalom didn't have to work hard, he wasn't perspiring, he wasn't getting exhausted when he was working. It was creative activity, just Vayomer Elokim Yehi Rakia. So the Malachas on Shabbos don't really correspond to how difficult it is to do the work. Creative activity. So Chorish and Zareya and Koitzer and Dosh, all the Malachas, you're accomplishing a major change. In Hoitzah, it's the exact same thing, it just carried it from one location to the other. So in that sense, it's considered a Malacha Gerua. This is, so the Tosfos says this with respect to Hava Minas. I would have thought, because it's a Malacha Gerua, therefore X, Y, Z. Are there any differences, Halacha L'maisa? Because bottom line, Halacha L'maisa, not just the Havaminas. So when you learn Daf Pei in Masechus Shabbos, so it seems that there are Nafkaminas over the Halacha L'maisa, Bizman Azeh, because of the fact Haitzor is a Malacha Gerua. So what's the din of Haitzor? If I carry my watch, Dal Aramis and the Shusarabim, I make an Akira and Anoch, I put it down, that's a malacha deraisa. If I carry the watch in the house, that's mutter. In the Rishus HaYachad, you're allowed to carry. In the Rishus HaRab, you're not allowed to carry. A Karmelis is prohibited to carry midirabbanon. Is there such a thing as a Rishus HaYachad with an Issa Tiltal that you're not allowed to carry in a Rishus HaYachad? So on the level of deraisa, such a thing simply doesn't exist. It's inconceivable. A Rishus HaYachad with an Issa Tiltal. And Shlomo HaMelech, the Gemara says in the second parak in the Erev, and Shlomo HaMelech made a takana, and a baskel came out from heaven and gave him a yashikoyach. They made the takana, let's say you live in an apartment building. So there are mechitzas around the whole building. So min HaTorah, the whole building is one big Rishus HaYochid. And Shlomo HaMelech made a takana, you're not allowed to carry from your apartment to someone else's apartment, not allowed to carry from the hallway to the apartment, from the apartment to the hallway, unless you have an Erev Eichat Seris. That's Shlomo HaMelech came up with a new concept that doesn't exist on the level of Deraisa, a Rishus HaYochid with an Issa Tiltal. What's the definition of a Rishus HaYochid? So the Gemara says, if you have mechitzas around the area, is a Rishus HaYochid. What's the definition of a mechitzah? So here, you have walls around this room. So the Aver on the right side, Aver on the left side, and the mechitzah is separating in between. What if you dig a ditch, a charitz in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim? So you have mechitzas have to be makif, a makam by definition is a minimum of dalet tvachim al dalet tvachim, not dalet amas. Dalet amas or dalet amas, that's for chiyuv mezuzah. That's one tana holds for sukkah, and a sukkah has to be dalet amas, dalet amas. We don't paskel like that. The Gemara beginning of sukkah has a whole list of 10 different dinim that depend on dalet amas or dalet amas. If you need a base dira, you need dalet amas, dalet amas. But when you're talking about a makam, Rishus HaYochid is a makam. Makam is dalet tvachim, very small. Mukaf mechitza. So what's called a mechitza? So if you have a wall like this, so there's aver on the inside, aver on the outside, in a mechitza mapsik in between. If you have a charitz in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, so the charitz, the floor of the charitz has to have a minimum of dalet tvachim, and then the side walls of the charitz that go up 10 tvachim, those are the mechitzas. So there's aver in the middle, and on the outside it's all otum, it's all filled in with offer. So the Brisa says a charitz in the middle of Rishus HaRabim is also called a mechitza. And then let's say you have a pedestal. I live near Fort Washington, Fort Tryon Park in New York City. So they have big pedestals with George Washington sitting on a horse. There are pedestals all over the place. So if you have a pedestal, a tail, Rishus HaRabim, middle of Rishus HaRabim, the top of the tail is Dalet Tvachim, much more than Dalet Tvachim of Dalet Tvachim. And you have mechitzas that go like this. Let's say you have let's say you have the shulchan. The top of the shulchan is dalat tvachim al dalat tvachim. The shulchan is sitting in the middle of the mishus harabim, and you have this shulchan is empty in the middle. So you have avra on the inside, avra on the outside. But let's say it would all be concrete. It would all be a pedestal. So there's avra on the outside, but on the inside it's all atum. It's all filled in with cement. So the Brisa says that's also considered a mechitza. When you have a makam, mukav, mechitzas, makam is dalal adal tvachim, mukav, mechitza, mechitza has been 10 tvachim tall. Any one of the three kinds of mechitzas are acceptable. The question is, can you make, let's say you want to carry in a big area, can you have, so you have to have mechitzas around and around. So what if some of the mechitzas are walls, some of the mechitzas are charitz, and some of the mechitzas are tail? Can you be mitzaref, one mechitza from this form, one mechitza from that form? It never says explicitly in the Gemara. What says explicitly is, if you have three walls around an area, and the whole need for the tikkun on the Ruach Revis is only with the Rabbanon, that's the opening Mishnah and Erevim. And Atar, if you have three walls, U-shaped walls, around an area, you're allowed to carry. And the whole need for the Mechitz on the Ruach Revis is only with the Rabbanon. So that says in Mishnais and the Gemara's in the beginning of Erevim, even though the walls are on, around the area are one kind, and at the edge you have a charitz or you have a tail, that's acceptable. Nebis, that's because the whole, could be, because the whole need for the tikkun on the Ruach Revis is only mid the Rabbanon. What if, what about the first three walls? Can you be mitzarf a mechitza from one kind with a mechitza from the other kind? So that really never says in the Gemara. The Chacham Tzvi was the one who was mekel on that. And that's the common practice, that when you make an error around the city, everybody relies on that Chacham Tzvi, that you can be mitzarif all kinds of mechitzas together. So there, when you look in the opening Mishnah in Erevin, when you have three mechitzas U-shaped, then I thought you're allowed to carry anyway. So the Mishnah says, if you put a Tzuris HaPesach on the fourth side, it's also good. Tzuris HaPesach means, in order to be chayv and mezuzah, the halacha is, you have to have a Tzuris HaPesach. What's a Tzuris HaPesach? You have to have two mezuzahs on the right side and the left side, and a mashkof on top. So that's a concept that exists on the level of the raisa. Tzuras HaPesach is relevant for chiyuv mezuzah. If you don't have a Tzuras HaPesach, you're not chayv in mezuzah. Even though you have a room, a house, not chayv in mezuzah, unless you have a Tzuras HaPesach. So the opening Mishnah in Erevin says that when you have a Tzuras HaPesach, you have a frame of a door, even though if you would have the door attached, then the door would be closed, so the door is a mechitza, fine? But you have a frame of a door, you don't even have hinges on the door. You don't even have hinges on the frame in order to attach the door to it. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara in Erevin, that you need heket seir. In order that the Tzuras HaPesach should be considered kemechitza, do you need hinges attached to the door? The only thing, you don't have the door attached? Or do you say you don't even need hinges? So in Shulchan Aruch, they're mekel on that. That's the question, why we're mekel? If you look in the Rishonim, most of the Rishonim seem to say l'chumer, that the Tzuras HaPesach is only considered a mechitza if you have the hinges on the door. So we're mekel on that. So the question is, that idea, that if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, it serves like a mechitza, only says in the Gemara, for the Ruach Revius, where the whole need for the tikkun on the Ruach Revius is only mid the Rabbanim. What if you make a Tzuras HaPesach in the middle, you have an area, that's a Carmelis, let's say, and you put a Tzuras HaPesach around an area, like everybody puts it. It's a Pesach around a camp, around a hotel, around a bungalow colony, you put it a Pesach in a city. So does that accomplish that the area inside is considered a Rishus HaYochid Min HaTorah? Tzuras HaPesach is considered a Mechitza Min HaTorah. Maybe it's only acceptable for the Tikkun on the Ruach HaVias in the opening Mishnah in Erev, which is only needed mid the Rabban. So that's what the Prima Gadim says. Prima Gadim says that this concept of Tzuras HaPesach is considered like a Mechitza, is only a midir rabbanon. On the level of the raisa, there ain't no such thing. It's not considered a mechitza. And the mele, it only helps if the whole prohibition of hoitzot to begin with is only midir rabbanon. But if you're dealing with the real Rishus HaRam, the raisa, Tzuras HaPesach is not going to be relevant at all. Prima Godin was a Galatiana. So the Litvakis Galatiana respected Prima Godin. What shaykh to say Prima Godin made a mistake? The Chazanish was a Litvak. So he said Prima Godin made a mistake. Who would have the chutzpah to say Prima Godin made a mistake? Chazanish said Prima Godin is wrong, because the Gemara said Beferish. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a din, you're not allowed to plant kilayim. So let's say I'm going to plant grapes on this side and wheat on this side. So if they're planted close to each other, That's an Issa of Kaloi HaKerem, that's an Issa Deraisim. So you have to have a certain hachoka between the grapes on the right side and the wheat on the left side. If you have a fence in between, any kind of a fence in between, that's 10 tefachim tall, so it's, then you don't need the hachoka. Even though the grapes are growing below the ground, they're yoning from each other, and above the ground, they're leaning on top of each other, it's okay. As long as you have a fence mapsik in between, the grapes on one side and the tefuas on the other side, that takes off the issa deraisa. So the Gemara says, beferish, peya materes bikalayim. Peya means it's tzuras ha-pesach. If you make one pole over here, one pole over here, and a string on top, the tzuras ha-pesach, that permits you to plant in Eretz Yisrael. In America, the whole prohibition of planting kloya kerem is only with the Rabbana. But we're talking in Eretz Yisrael, where the prohibition to plant kloya kerem is a biblical prohibition. Nonetheless, if you have two poles and you have a string on top, that's what we call a tzuras ha-pesach. You don't need the harchoka. You're permitted to plant the grapes on one side and the tvu on the other side. So the Chazon Ish writes, you see beferish, that tzuras ha-pesach works on the level of the raisa to be matam and isa klayim in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, with all due respect, the Prima Godim is wrong. The Galatziana Achraim couldn't fathom such a, what do you mean Primogodim is wrong? Primogodim he's learning the Gemara, he's writing on the Gemara, how can he make a mistake? So they explain, they're really two different dinim of Mechitza. By Kloy HaKerem, the role of the Mechitza is not to be makif an area, the role of Mechitza is to be mafsik. You want to plant grapes over here and throw over here. So if you make a harchoke, you don't need a Mechitza at all. If you don't have a harchoke, you want to plant all the way up till the line, till the edge of the field. So then you have to have a mechitza hamapsekes. So that's what we have a din on the level of the raisa tzuras ha-pesach is considered a mechitza hamapsekes to be mapsik between the grapes on the one side and the tefuah on the other side. But for Shabbos purposes, you want to carry, let's say you have an area around the city and part of the area fell down. But I don't live in that part of the city. I want to carry over here in this part of the city. It doesn't help. You have to be makif the entire area. So if part of the area is down, so the whole area is no good. It's not to be mafsik between the Mishus Rabbim where you want to carry. If you're not makif the area, you don't have a hekif around and around, then it's not considered a Mishus HaYachid. So that's what the Galatian Achrenim say. The Primogodim didn't forget the Gemara, correct. Tzuras HaPesach works on the level of the Raisa to be mater kilayim. It's a mechitza hamafsekes on the level of the Raisa, but it should be a mechitza hamakefes, a makif the area. That's only an invention with the Rabbanan, so it only works when the whole issue to begin with is only the Rabbanan. If you're dealing with a Carmelist, you're dealing with a location that's not really a Rishus HaRabban Deraisa, then you can rely on a Tzuras HaPesach. So let's say you want to make an Erev in a city. So we usually assume a Rishus HaRabban. No, it's a Rishus HaRabban. So how can you make an Erev with a Tzuras HaPesach? According to the Prima Godim, Tzuras HaPesach only works on the level of the Rabbanan to be matam and isa tiltal the Rabbanan. But if you're dealing with an isa, right, so a deraisa, then an Erev with the Tzuras HaPesach is not going to help. So whenever, following the Prima Godim, whenever one is interested in making an Erev around the community, you have to first make a declaration that you're not dealing with a real Rishus HaRabban deraisa, you're only dealing with a Carmelist. How do you take a New York City? A Carmelist. If New York City says, what is the Rishus HaRabban? If New York City is a Carmelist, so what is a Rishus HaRabban? All right, so maybe we don't hold like the Prima Godim. We'll hold like the Chazon Ish. So it's still a problem. It's still a problem because the Gemara in Erevin, there's a Mishnah in Erevin on Daf Chabbeis where there's a discussion in the Tanoim. The Mishnah quotes a Machloikas HaTanoim. The Gemara explains that all the Tanoim, Rabbi Yudin HaChachamim, they both agree to the principle. They argue about the details, but they both agree there's a principle of Asa Rabbim or Mevatli Mechitza. The whole idea of a Mechitza, that you makif an area, you make the area into Rishus HaYachid, like over here, you have walls around and around. The inside the room is a Rishus HaYachid. It doesn't really depend on ownership. For other dinim, in Bava Metzia, in Bava Basra, if you're talking about to be koneh with the Kenya Chotzer, so if the house is mine and a Dovah Shel Hefker falls in, so that it's a Rishus HaYachid, it belongs to me, so it's kind of for me. If it's in the street, so it's not kind of for anybody. That's a different concept of Rishus HaYachid versus Rishus HaRabban. But if you're talking about Shabbos purposes, it doesn't really depend on ownership. It depends on whether the Mokum is a Mokum Mukov. City Hall is Mukov Mechitzis, it doesn't belong to a private person. but it's a Rishus HaYachid. And so it depends on Amaka Mukav is considered a Rishus HaYachid. So the Mishnah has a klal that all the Tanaim subscribe to. Also Rabbim or Mevatle Mechitza. If you have Mechitzas, Makif, an area, and it doesn't prevent the flow of traffic. It absolutely doesn't prevent the flow of traffic. In a bungalow colony or in a camp, a lot of times they have an erev to be allowed to carry on Shabbos. In the middle of the week when the kids play ball, say half of the kids are in the erev, half of the kids are out of the erev. It doesn't affect the game. When you make an erev in a community, you can't put up fences, you put up tzoros ha-pesach. It doesn't affect the flow of traffic at all. If it would prevent the cars from going, prevent the people from walking, the non-Jewish neighbors wouldn't let you put it up. The non-religious Jewish neighbors wouldn't let you put it up. So by definition, the erev that you make around an area in a city is not going to prevent the flow of traffic. So the Mishnah says that all the Tanaim hold, that's not called a mechitza. If the mechitza is such that it doesn't prevent the flow of traffic, then we apply the rule, asu rabim umevatle mechitza. If the people walk through this invisible wall, so the wall fell down. It didn't exist in the first place. For Shabbos purposes, it's not called a mechitza, unless it's mevatle lehiluch harabim. So how can you ever make an erev on any area? The erev is always a tzuras ha-pesach. It never prevents the flow of traffic. So Tesfus on that daf comes up with a chiddush. They really don't have any proof at all. Tesfus on daf chabes amalal ha-minervin comes up with a chiddush that if the whole prohibition of hoitzoh is only with the rabbana, if you're dealing with a place that's only a carmelis, then you don't have to worry about also rabbim v'atam mechitzah. Let me take it back. Tesfus never said that. Tesfus says the following. If you have an area that has three mechitzas like this U-shaped, and minatur, you're allowed to carry in the area, even though there's no tikkun on the Ruch Viz, no fourth wall. The fourth wall is open. With the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to carry. Minatur, you're allowed to carry. So since the whole need for the mechitza on the Ruch Viz is only with the Rabbanan, that wouldn't bother me if you have a mechitza where it doesn't prevent the flow of traffic. That's what Tosis is talking about. So the Mordechai in the back of the Rif, and Mordechai in Erevin quotes the Maharam Rutenberg, he was the end of the Balei HaTosis. He was the Rebbe of the Rosh and the Mordechai and Hagos Maimoni, the end of the Balei HaTosis period. So the Mordechai quotes the Maharam Rutenberg, who said what Tosis said was a chiddush. If you have three walls like this and you need a tikkun on the Ruch HaVis mid the Rabbanon, so Tosis says they have no proof in the Gemara. They say on their own, you don't have to worry about also Rabbim and about the mechitza. So that Mordechai quotes the Maharam Rutenberg. You can say the same on all the four walls if the whole prohibition of Hotzo is only with the Rabbanon. If the issue of carrying, the whole prohibition of carrying is only with the Rabbanon, you have a Carmelis, or for some reason or another, it's not a Rishus Rabbim Daraisa, then you don't have to worry about Osir Rabbim and Batl Mechitzta. So that's what every Erev is based on. We have to declare in advance that the location is not a Rishus Rabbim Daraisa. How do you declare that New York City is not a Rishus Rabbim Daraisa? How can you say that? So for many centuries, it was assumed, like the Tosfos writes on Daf Vav Amud Beis in Masechta Shabbos, there's a little tiny Tosfos, Kam Zman Sheisol Shruyim Bamidbar. The Gemara has a contradiction between different brises, whether the Midbar, a desert where nobody goes, the Sahara Desert where nobody goes, does that have the din of Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, or is that considered a Carmelis? So the Gemara says, it depends. When the Jewish people were traveling in the Midbar, Abayim Shana, so there were Shishim Reba people traveling around, so the Midbar was a Makam Hiluch HaRabim, so the Midbar had a din of Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. But when there's no big nation, the Klal Yisrael is not traveling, you have a desert that nobody frequents, once in a while someone travels through the desert, then it's not a Makam Hiluch HaRabim. So then the Midbar will be, let's say you have a forest or you have a place where nobody goes, a farm or something like that. Nobody walks over there. There's no traffic, there's no one traveling there. So then it's a Carmelis. It's not considered a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. So Tosfos interprets in the Gemara, that's a big machlokes. Tosfos interprets in the Gemara. And some Rishonim had this girsa in the Gemara, that Mokim Hiluch HaRabim means just like Bnei Yisrael when they were traveling in the Midbar, where Shishim Reba would change, a little over 600,000. So too, you learn out all the dinim of Hoitzoh from Asiyas HaMishkan. The Gemara says on the first daf in Bava Kama, the Gemara has a Masechta Shabbos later on, how did the Tanoim, how did the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, how did they establish that there were 39 Malachas? So that in the Chumash, Melechel Shabbos is always linked up with Asiyas HaMishkan, with the construction of the Mishkan. So whatever activities were major activities, Hachtahavib Mishkan Chashiva Koreleyav, the 39 Ovis Malachas were the major acts that were needed in order to build the Mishkan. So building the Mishkan includes also traveling in the Midbar. The traveling in the Midbar was only Hayruah Shor. There were special dinim how to travel. Ishal Machnev, Ishal Digla Lediglosam. So they had to travel in a specific fashion. It was a Hirasha of what? Hirasha of which din? So the Gemara says of a Hirasha of building the Mishkan. Because when they traveled to a new location, they put up the Mishkan over there. Then they took it out and traveled to the next location. So the traveling on the Mishkan, traveling in the Midbar for 40 years, was not a Hirasha how to travel. There's no dinim how to travel. You travel however you want. The traveling, Ishal Machanev, Ishal Diglo, and so on, was Ahirasha of Asiyas HaMishkan. So the Gemara lays out all the dinim of Haitzah from the traveling in the Mishkan. So that's what Tosis says, and so the Bahag had that girsa in the Gemara Gufa, that you have to have, if you have Shishim Ribut, people roaming and traveling in the street, then it's considered a Rishus HaRabim Darais. So this opinion of Tosis was relied on for many generations. The Taz, in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, writes, this was so accepted as if a baskal had come down from heaven and said, that's the din. That if you don't have Shishim Riba, people traveling over there, roaming around in the streets, not considered a Rishus HaRabim Darais. So that's what later Poskim write an expression, and if a baskal would have come down from heaven, the Gemara says, La Bashamayim Hi. So the Taz says it was so accepted as if a baskal came down. A baskal did come down, you also ignore it. La Bashamayim Hi, but that's it. That was the opinion that was accepted for many generations. So in the little villages in Europe, where they didn't have anywhere near Shishim Ribo population, so they always used to make an error. But if you have a big city like New York or Paris or any big city like that, you have way more than Shishim Ribo, so you shouldn't be able to make an error. So the Mishkan Es Yankov was one of the early Talmidim of Rav Chaim Volozhin and Volozhin Yeshiva. Volozhin Yeshiva was founded in 1802, and it was closed in 1892, 90 years later. So he was one of the early Talmidim of Rav Chaim Volozhin. He lived in Karlin. Rav Yankel Karlina. Karlin is a chassidish. Karlin and chassidim lived there. Stolen, Karlin are twin cities. You walk 5 minutes, you're in the other city. So he has a lot of his tshuvas are just to disagree with the chassidish practices. So he has strong tshuvas. He had a big machlekes with one of the contemporary rabbonim of his, Rav Chaim Zalman Margolis. Ram Zalmagos was not really a rabbi. He was a successful businessman. He was a wealthy man. But he was more famous than the rabbi of his city. He lived in Brod. Brod is in Galicia. The rabbi of his city at that time was the author of the Sefer Lev Aryeh, which used to be a classic on Chulin. It's not Brisket Torah, and nobody even knows that it exists anymore. But it's a very good Sefer. So the rabbi was the Lev Aryeh who nobody looks in anymore. And Ephraim Zalmagolis was the businessman. He wrote tshuvas from all over the world. They used to write shilas to him. He wrote shilas and tshuvas based on Ephraim. He wrote many svarim. They say about him that once a poor man came and he asked him for tzedakah. So he gave him some money. So Ephraim Zalmagolis wrote a lot of svarim. So he asked the poor man, did you ever look at my svarim? Do you like it? Do you like my svarim? So he said, all the svarim are not bad except for the Yad Ephraim. You should give a little more tzedakah. He doesn't give enough tzedakah. Yad Ephraim is a commentary on the Orach Chaim and the Mogen Avraham. So all the svarim are out there except the Yad Ephraim because it needs a little work. So the Mishkan Es Yankov had a correspondence, a machloikis, with the Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolis. Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolis lived in Galicia. Every village had an Erev in Galicia. And the Mishkan Es Yankov lived in Lithuania in Karlin. So he was going out to pasul all Eruvin in the world. So they had a few disputes, a few issues, and a few nekudas that they were disagreeing. So there is a din if you have a mechitza. Let's say you have four walls around this area. So this area is a rishut sayochid. Let's say there would be a break in the wall. There wouldn't be anything there. So if you have a little pirtza, if you have oimid meruba la part, you judge each bar of the rectangle separately. So if that bar of the rectangle, if it's missing 3 amas in the middle, you have, the wall is, let's say, 100 amas long. So you're missing a wall 3 amas, so you have 97 amas. So it's oimid meruba la part. What if you're missing 49 amas straight. You have 51 amas. The whole wall is 100 amas long. You have 51 amas. You have 26 amas over here, 25 amas over there. In the middle, you're missing 49 amas. So you should say, Omid Meruba Laparitz. Ruba Kukula, so it should be good. So the Mishnah says it's no good. If you have in one place, Pirtza Yeser Me'eser, you have a break in the wall of more than Eser Amas, if you exactly Eser Amas, it doesn't bother me. I say, Omid Meruba Laparitz. But if you have a Pirtza Yeser Me'eser, so the Mishnah says it's no good for Kilayim. If you plant grapes over here and Tvu over here, and you have a fence separating, so you have, if you have a gap in the middle of 11 amas, pirtzi yasem yaser, so that's not considered. You don't say, oimid ruba laparitz, and you can plant grapes over here and wheat over here, even in a place where there's no wall at all. Where there is a wall, you can plant grapes and tvua. Over here there's a wall, but in the middle, if you have missing 11 amas, there is no wall. If it would only be missing 10 amas or less, then I would say, oimid ruba laparitz, I would say, ruba kukulas, you could even plant grapes over here and wheat over here, in the location where there's no wall at all. So that's a din both by Kilayim and by Shabbos. If you have a pirtza, yeser me'eser, so where the pirtza is, you don't say, oimid meruba laparitz. So this was one of the points of dispute between the Mishkanes Yankif and Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, whether that din is a din d'araisa or a din d'rabbanan, pirtza, yeser me'eser. It'll soon be relevant. I'll explain why I'm bringing it up. Is that a din d'araisa or a din d'rabbanan? So Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis thought it's only a din d'rabbanan. And Mishkanes Yankif thought that's a psul d'araisa. The Gemara never says one way or the other, where it's a din d'araisa or a din d'rabbanan. Mishkanes Yankif also points out that this opinion of Tosfos on Davov Amud Beis, Rashi and Tosfos say it in quite a few places, that in order to be considered the Rishus HaRabim d'araisa, you have to have heavy traffic in the city. You have to have shishim but people roaming around, because all the laws of Haitzor, all the malachas are learned out from the Mishkan, and the traveling in the Midbar was also part of Asiyas HaMishkan. The whole idea of traveling was in order to rebuild the Mishkan in a new location. And in the Midbar, when they were traveling, had a din of Rishus HaRabim because there were shishim riba people. So if you have a lack of shishim riba, it won't be a Rishus HaRabim derais. So that's what Rashi and Tosfos have. That's the girsa the Bahag had in the Gemara. But many other Rishonim disagree explicitly. So the Mishkanes Yankov collects a whole list of all of the Rishonim who disagree with Rashi and Tosfos, and he asks, how can you rely on this opinion of Rashi and Tosfos? It's 50-50. Half of the Rishonim don't hold like that. It's not that the others who don't require shishim riba were outvoted. It's kimat machza machza. How can you rely on this kula? So the Mishnah Brura quotes this objection of the Mishkanes Yankov. He doesn't say b'shem Rama. He says one of the gedolim in the earlier generation raised an issue that the shishim riba is not muskam. So if you have a real issue of Haitzor deraisa, if the whole prohibition of carrying is only by the Rabbanon, maybe you have a right to say, Sveika de Rabbanon lekula. Here for the Rishonim HaMekel, that it's not a Rishus HaRabim, so you don't have to worry about Osir Rabim Vatal Mechitz, it's not a Rishus HaRabim deraisa, so you don't have to worry about Osir Rabim Vatal Mechitz, so maybe you can say it's a Sufik de Rabbanon lekula. But if you have a Rishus HaRabim deraisa, you're worried about Rishus HaRabim deraisa, how can you be Mekel based on the lack of Shishim Riba? So the Mishnah Berurah comes to defend the practice that was going on for centuries. He says the din of Osir Rabim Vatal Mechitza, he says that din is only, he quotes the Rambam, that din is only the Rabbanon. So again, he says you're not dealing with a Shaila Deraisa. Even if you think you have Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, once you have Tzuras HaPesach around and around, if you all like the Prima Gaudim, that the whole institution of Tzuras HaPesach by Shabbos only an invention of the Rabbanon, so it's not going to help if you have an issue with Deraisa. But if you hold like the Chazon Ish, if you don't accept that Prima Gaudim, so that you hold that Tzuras HaPesach works on the level of the Deraisa, but the Tzuras HaPesach doesn't prevent the flow of traffic, so the Mishnah Berurah says, no, the Rambam says the whole issue of Osir Rab Matam Mechitza itself is only by the Rabbanon. So Vaita, the issue is only the Rabbanon. So whenever the issue of Haitzah is only by the Rabbanon, Tosfos says you don't have to worry about Osir Rab Matam Mechitza. So it's a Sveika the Rabbanon Lekulam. Even though it's a Machlek is sort of 50-50, whether you need Shishim Riba or not, but the whole Yisra Haitzah you're talking about is only the Rabbanon. Because Minat Torah, you don't have to worry about Osir Rab Matam Mechitza. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's a little shaky. Mishnah Berurah is trying to defend the common practice that they had a Reuven in all the villages in Europe. So it's a little shaky. So that's why other poskim came up with other suggestions. So the Aruch HaShulchan came up with a whopper of a chiddush. Aruch HaShulchan a lot of times comes up with original ideas. So he comes up with the original idea. He quotes a passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Talmud Yerushalmi was neglected for many centuries. They didn't have Yerushalmis. So we don't really have a strong tradition how to interpret passages in the Talmud Yerushalmi. So the Aruch HaShulchan felt free to interpret whatever he wants. So he has a passage in the Mishnah, which he interprets means the following. If you have a little village, and there's, in the summertime I go to Tannisville, a little village, two by nothing, and there's one main street that's called Main Street. And the traffic goes from one city to the other, the traffic goes on Main Street. And if you'll have a competition, which is the main street in the city, only Main Street, that's all. South Main is not so big, all the other streets are tiny. There's one street where all the traffic goes. So that's called Rishus HaRabim with the Hey HaYidia. But in New York City, you have a lot of big streets. So they're all competing with each other. Which one is the big Rishus HaRabim? So none of the streets have that status of Rishus HaRabim with the Hey HaYidia. The. It's a little counterintuitive. The bigger the city is, so the less chance there is that it's going to be a Rishus HaRabim there. I said, but that's what the Aruch HaShulchan came up with, such an einfall. So he said, that's what the Kula is based on. They assume that in a big city where you have a lot of big streets all competing with each other, so they kill each other out, and none of them have the status of the Rishus HaRabim and the Hey HaYidia. There's a Tshuva Sefer, Diri Malkiel. The one who wrote the Tshuvas was the Rabbi in Lomja. So he has quite a few volumes. So in an earlier volume, he says, Aruch HaShulchan is ridiculous, it doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? The bigger the city is, the less chance there is it's going to be a Rishus HaRabim there. I said, then episode grew on him. So five volumes later, he writes, he thinks the Aruch HaShulchan is right. That's Pshat Nirushalmi. Right? He relies on that. Very questionable. So we have more famous.
As soon as the Mishnah Berurah, isn't Tosfos saying that we don't say the din of Asi Rabban Batum Chitzta by case of the Rensa? I mean, even if it's Asi Rabban Batum Chitzta is the Rabbanan, Tosfos on that Gemara and he's saying we don't apply it by case of the Rensa.
Right. But if you hold the whole din of Asi Rabban Batum Chitzta itself is only mid the Rabbanan, so then you can say Sveka the Rabbanan Lakula. Machloek is where they need Shishim Ribo. To make it into Rishus Ram Deraisa. So how we make a Sofik Deraisa? Look, the answer is no, it's not a Sofik Deraisa. The whole issue of Asa Rabban is only made the Rabbanah. So since it's an issue of the Rabbanah, it's a Sveika Rabbanah Lakula. So every Erev in the world is based on Sveika Rabbanah Lakula. The OU doesn't give Hashgach is based on Sveika Rabbanah Lakula. When the whole issue is only the Rabbanah, you don't say Sveika Rabbanah Lakula. Who wants to live like that? People are to carry it in there because Sveika Rabbanah Lakula. You don't want to do something that's Mutta because of a Sufik Rabba. He wanted that it should really be Mutta. So the Aruch HaShulchan came up with his Einfal based on his interpretation of the passage in Yerushalmi, which is very questionable. I should check in the art scroll on Yerushalmi. How did they interpret that line in the Yerushalmi? I didn't have a chance to look it up. Okay. So it's famous, the Chazon Ish had already moved to Eretz Yisrael. And in Europe, he became famous because of his Sefer on Erevin. He wrote other Svarim, but Erevin, really, he opened up. Before the Chazon Ish, people didn't really understand what was going on in Erevin. The Mishnah Berurah did a fantastic job, but still, until the Chazon Ish opened up the whole union of Erevin. So the rabbi in Paris, in the middle of the Second World War, sent a shaila to Reb Chaim Oizer, who was a big posek before the war, whether you can make an Erev in Paris. Reb Chaim Moiser was not feeling well, so he didn't answer. And then the rabbi sent another letter. He needs an answer. So Reb Chaim Moiser realized he can't just ignore it. The rabbi in Paris wants to know what the din is. So he sent the Shaila on to the Chazon Ish. It's interesting. When Reb Chaim Moiser once had a Sibi Shaila in Hilchas Mikvoes, so he referred the Shaila to the Chazon Ish's brother, who happened to be visiting in New York in the Broadway Central at the time. The Broadway Central used to be, it doesn't exist anymore, all of Ashant. Broadway Central, I got married in the Broadway Central. that used to be a hotel, and when the Rabbanim came from Europe, of Meritzel, they always stayed in the Broadway Central. And then they made it into a rehabilitation center for drug addicts, and they destroyed the whole building, so now it doesn't exist anymore. So the Chazon Ish's brother was staying on the Broadway Center. He wrote a tshuva. He writes, I'm in the Broadway Central. He writes the whole tshuva on mikvahs. So Rabbi Chaim Eisel felt that the brother of the Chazon Ish, Rabbi Meir Karelitz, was an expert on mikvahs, more so than the Chazon Ish. But Erevin, he felt the Chazon Ish was a bigger expert. So he sent a shalat to Eretz Yisrael. The Chazon Ish already lived in Eretz Yisrael. So he responded with his opinion. So he, Chazon Ish points out, when you have a building in the street, so the walls of the building are not only makif the inside of the building, they make the inside of the building at the Rishus HaYachid, the walls of the building are makif the street also. The people who, the construction workers who put up the walls of the building didn't have a mind to be makif the street. They paid money to be makif the house, but it doesn't matter. The Gemara says in Erev Mechitza HaMeres Me'eleho is also good Mechitza. Mechitza standing by itself is also considered. A natural Mechitza is also good. No one, it doesn't matter what Kavanah you had when you were putting up the walls. So the Chazon Ish says when they build the buildings, so if you have a village, there's one house over here and there's another house far away over here, another house far away over here. So you have gaps in between. But if you have a big city like New York, I live on Bennett Avenue, anybody who knows. So Bennett Avenue, I live on the street from 181st to 184th is solid buildings. There's no hapsok at all. So there's one long wall. On the other side of the street, on the eastern side of the street, there's one long wall from 181st to 184th. And then when you cross the street over here, the 181st street, then you have storefronts like this. So the Chazon Ish says, Minantar, it's a Rishus HaYachid. The street is a Rishus HaYachid because you have the buildings are lining the streets, two mechitzas parallel to each other, and the, on the other side of 181st, this side, the southern side, I guess, yeah. So then you have a right on mechitzas. So you have three mechitzas. The whole need for the tikkun on the Roch HaVis is only mid the Rabbanim. That's the opening Mishnah and Erevin. So Menatar Bennett Avenue, where I live, is a Rishus HaYachid. But there's a gap of Yetzer Meyesser. When the buildings go straight, all the big cities like that, every inch is worth $1 million in a big city. Paris, all the big cities like that. The streets are lined with buildings. And even if you have a little hapsok in between, it's going to be, imid merub ala parts. When you cross the street, it's a bigger gap, much bigger gap than Eser Amos. So the Chazon Ish said that was a machlokes between the Mishkan Es Yankif and the Beis Ephraim, whether the din of Pirtzi Yesa Meyesa was the din derais or the din derabbanon. And it was Mekubal in Europe. The majority of the Poskim were of the opinion, like the Beis Ephraim, that the whole din of Pirtzi Esmes is only by the Rabbanim. So he said the whole prohibition to carry in the big cities is only by the Rabbanim, because the buildings are so close to each other, and the buildings not only enclose the inside of the building, it closes the street. The street is Mukam Mechitzes, Gibon Mechitzes, so to Rishu Sayachid Ben Atar. And then he goes ahead to explain why the streets are interlocking. So it makes all the if you draw a picture, if you would have a blackboard, I'd be able to show the chart how to do. When you have interlocking streets, all the streets make the other ones also inter. We should say Achim Minotar. That's what the Chazon Ish writes. Rav Moshe Feinstein takes issue with this. He said, that's ridiculous. What do you mean? The Mechitzas, the building, the front of the building is Makif the street. The front of the building is only Makif the inside of the house, not Makif the street. But that's what it says in the Gemara. The Chazon Ish is quoting Gemaras. And the Chazon Ish was not the one who came up with this. There's a Sefer on Shulchan Aruch, on Or HaChaim, there's a Sefer on Or HaChaim that's called Or HaChaim. It's written by the rabbi from Sepinka, not the Sepinka Rebbe. There was a rabbi who lived in Sepinka in the early 1900s. So he has a likut of all of the Achronim, Sif by Sif on Shulchan Aruch. We have on Yerudeya and Ebenezer and Choshimish, but you have the Pizchei Tshuva on the bottom of the page. He has a liko tabor the Achrenim. But the Shari Tshuva on the Rechayim was written way before the Pizchei Tshuva. So he doesn't have any Chasam Sefers. Or after, he doesn't have anything there. He has Gematriyos and Rosh Tevis and Pshetlach, all kinds of things. He doesn't really have a likut of the major Achrenim. So this Sefer, or Cheschaim from the Sepinka, has that likut. He quotes, before the Chazon Ish was born, the Gedolim said like that, that the buildings that line the street, that only the front of the building, not only is makif the inside of the building, is makif the street also. It makes the street into Rishus HaYochid Ben Atar. But you have a pirtzei yeser me'eser when you cross the street. The gap is way more than eser amos because you have a few lanes of traffic in between. So the whole Isur Haitzah is only made the Rabbanon on the assumption, like the Beis Ephraim says, Pirtzei Yesem Yes is only made the Rabbanon, so that's why we allow an Erev. Even those, that's what, when they make a Reuven today, in London they made an Erev, all the big cities make an Erev, everybody always relies on the Chazon Ish. Because the Chazon Ish was the one who opened up Erevin. He explained so much. Chazon Ish is unbelievably good on Erevin. Most places, most little villages, when they make an Erev, they're relying on that Taz. It's Ki'ilo Baskol came out from heaven and said the din is like the Dvali HaTosfos, the Rashi, but the Tosfos that you don't have Shishim Ribo, it's not a Rishus HaRam there. I said, so with respect to that, it's important to keep in mind there's a Ramban in Erevin on Daf Nun Tes, and Chidush HaRamban in Erevin. So he doesn't agree with Tosfos. He doesn't have that Girsa in the Gemara, and he doesn't agree with Tosfos. He doesn't agree like this. He holds you don't need Shishin Ribo. The Gemara says you need royal Shishin Ribo. It's only called the Rishus Rab Neraisa if it's a minimum of 16 Amos wide. Where'd they get to 16 Amos wide? Because in the Midbar, the Gemara proves in Masechus Shabbos, in the Midbar, when they were traveling, the width of the traveling of Bnei Yisrael, they were arranged in such a way that it had 16 Amos. So you need royal Shishin Ribo. So Tosfos' opinion is not only they need royal Shishin Ribo, you need actually Shishin Ribo traveling there. And the other, the Ramban and the Olachach Misra, they hold royal Shishin Ribo is good enough. You don't need actually the Shishin Ribo. So the Ramban writes, he doesn't agree with Tosfos. He says you need Tezayin Amma, royal Shishin Ribo. You don't need Shishin Ribo. But he says, even according to Tosfos, who says you need Shishin Ribo, he thinks that's only on a street in a city. If you're talking about a highway, Drachem HaHolchem year to year, that by definition, that's a Rishus HaRabim. That is a Rishus HaRabim. The whole vort that Tosfos holds you need, Shishim Ribo, that's, I go to Tannersville in the summertime. So the traffic goes from one city to the other and goes on Main Street in the middle of Tannersville. So do you consider Main Street a street because it's in the middle of the city, or do you consider Main Street a highway? Because the traffic goes from one city to the other. It's right next to Hunter. Haines Fall on this side of Hunter, on the other side of Hunter, New York, and upstate New York, and it goes through Tannersville. So if you have Shishin Ribo traveling on the highway in the city, then I call it a highway. If you don't have Shishin Ribo, I call it a street. But if the thing is Mamsha Highway, Michutz Lo'ir, Mamsha Highway, let's say New York City and Manhattan. So on one side you have the Harlem River Drive, the other side you have the Henry Hudson Parkway. That's not a street in the city. There are no houses there. You get killed if you walk out of the car. That's only a highway over there, Mamsha Highway. So the Ramban writes, when you're talking about a real highway, nobody holds that you need Shishim Ribo. So that's what the Ramban writes. So there were great gedolim in Europe. One of the more prominent ones were Bishul Akutna. He writes in his Tshuvas that even when you make an Erev, relying on the lack of Shishim Ribo, you shouldn't include highways. Because on a highway, everybody, the Ramban says, everyone should agree. He says, it's maspik, it's bad enough that we're maker like the Bali HaTosfos, that the lack of Shishim Ribo accomplishes that you're not dealing with the din d'oraisa, it's only the Rabban, and then you don't have to worry about also Rabban, v'atam mechitzta. But he says, to be maker noch on a highway, that if the highway doesn't have Shishim Ribo, that's also the Rabban, and that's very difficult. The Pashta says that on a highway, for sure, it's a Rishus HaRabban d'oraisa, even without Shishim Ribo. In fact, in this Sefer Orchas Chaim from the Sepinka that I mentioned before, from the early 1900s, he writes, there's a line in the Magen Avraham, in the Hilchas Erevin, Drachma Holcha Meir Leir, highways have a din of Rishus HaRabban d'oraisa. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that line. So what is the Magen Avraham driving at? So the Orchas Chaim from the Sepinka writes, most of the Sefer is a Likud. It's a collection of what all the Achrayim say. That part is not a Likud. So he says, he thinks he's saying what the Ramban said, that a highway doesn't need Shishim Ribo, and a highway doesn't need, let's say, many Rishonim are of the opinion, if you have a street that goes through the whole city, but it doesn't go straight, it goes at a right angle. The street goes half of the city like this, and then it goes at a right angle, goes in a different direction. So it's not Mufulush, Mishar, the Shar, Velishul, Mikum, Klal, that's what some Rishonim have an expression. It doesn't have the din of Rishus HaRabban d'oraisa. So that's only if it's a street in the city. You're discussing, is it a street, is it a highway? But if it's mamish, a highway. A highway is a highway. So a highway is a rishus rabim deraisa. You don't need mefulish, and you don't need shishim ribo. So that's not really right. When you make an Erev, you shouldn't include, those who made the Erev Manhattan, they shouldn't include the Harlem River Drive. They shouldn't include the Henry Hudson Parkway. And they shouldn't include those parts where there are no houses there. It's not part of the city. It's not a street in the city. That's a highway. You have to, when you learn the first perek in Shabbos, the beginning of the first perek, you have to learn it together with all the Gemaras and Erevin. It's one big topic. When are you dealing with the Rishus Haram Deraisa? Usually Orthodox Jews are careful on Dinim Derabbanan, just like we're careful on Dinim Deraisa. That used to be the hallmark of the conservatives for years, that they would say, oh, the din is only Derabbanan, so the Gemara has a concept, hey mamre, hey mamre. It's only the rabbis made up the din, so the rabbis have a right to be mekel. So they're rabbis, and we're rabbis. So just like the rabbi, Tanoi made a din, you're not allowed to carry in a karmelis. So we're rabbis, so we can allow you to carry in a karmelis. So usually the conservatives used to, now they might make a lot of din of their eyes also, but usually used to say, hey mama, it's only a din derabbanan, so you can do away with the din derabbanan. But over here, so Orthodox would be careful on din of derabbanan just to the same extent as a din of their eyes. But here, that's where the whole kula be'erev is based on. We do distinguish between whether the prohibition of Hoitzo you're dealing with is a din deraisa, din derabbanan. It's only the rabbanan. Then we're mekel on the topic of asur rabim and vatei mechitz. This was an introduction to the Masechta. Okay, learn the rest of the Masechta. Shvi b'hatzlacha merubah.
Yeah. I think we can start the Parsha Shir in 3 minutes. We'll give a break in 3 minutes. The Parsha Shir will be different.